Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're broadcasting live all week from STPB's Black Hills Bureau in downtown Rapid City. We have a live audience today, so welcome. Thank you for being here. And as a special treat, we have live music from four South Dakota favorite musicians. Boyd Bristow is with us, Kenny Putnam, Jamie Lynn, and Andrew Reinert. So welcome. Thanks for being here. We appreciate you coming.
Thanks for having us, Lauren.
All right, Boyd, let's start with you. You're playing tonight in Rapid City. Tell me a little bit about that program.
Well, it's fascinating to me because we are filling in for the Russian Ballet.
And are you pulling my leg? Are you really falling?
This is true, and it kind of if the Russian Ballet doesn't show up, they immediately call Kenny Putnam.
Right.
So that's on fiddle.
That's not a joke. I mean, as far as them not showing up, because it's for the Rapid City Concert Association, and they had the Russian Ballet scheduled.
Is there some nefarious political thing behind this that we should discuss?
Okay. Evidently, they couldn't get visas, and so I had a few dance numbers, and so they called. No,
right. Which one is dancing? All four of you are dancing. Is it just?
I was paid extra.
Not at the same time. No.
Not at the same time. Yeah. So, tell me a little bit about the show tonight. I think lots of people know what to expect, but tell them what to expect.
Okay. I think a lot of people know who we are and what we have played over the years. We play in a variety of different collections of musicians, and so I thought it would be fun to kind of put this together as far as Jamie's sound and original songs, and she recently did a jazz album, and then we got Americana stuff, and then Boyd is a singer-songwriter, long history with Red Willow and South Dakota Acoustic Christmas. Then Andrew plays with the Hagues and the South Dakota Symphony you name it. There's a lot of other I don't have his clippings in front of me, but anyway, so we really haven't played together as a group.
Wow.
So this will be a kind of a special night for us, and hopefully for everybody else.
So do you have an extensive rehearsal schedule, or you just get together and say, Andrew, go
ahead. Last night.
Last night. All right.
I think they, about a week and a half ago, they threw me about 16 tunes, 17 tunes, uh-huh. something like mm-hmm. that. So I had some homework to do, but it went really well last night.
But
so.
He could handle it. That's why we threw him at him. Yeah,
this is the life of a musician, really, of a professional musician. Figuring that out and working together with the best possible people that you can.
And what's great is these are all wonderful musicians, right. And so you can slide in. And also, I don't know if they're. There are very few tunes that none of us had done together. It's some that those three had done, or some that I had done with Jamie, or ones that I'd heard for years that they've done. So it wasn't too bad to slot in, but I definitely will be on the edge of my seat.
Jamie, you said yes right away, I'm guessing. All of you just said yes,
course.
We'll be here.
Of course.
Yeah. How come?
I mean, anytime you get to fill in for the Russian Ballet, is that's a huge plus. But I love to play with all of these musicians, and as Kenny mentioned, we haven't got to play together, so it's really kind of my ideal situation. I get to experiment with new songs with Kenny and Boyd, and then bring Andrew into that collection of songs, and then Andrew and I get to feature some of the jazz tunes that are on our most recent album. So it's great.
All right, let's hear something. What would you like to play next or first?
Well, these are a couple old fiddle tunes. Jamie's on the claw hammer, and old Joe Clark and Dixie Hoedown. Yeah. Thank you.
If you are just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment SDPB Radio. We are playing live music from SDPB's Black Hills Bureau. Kenny Putnam, Boyd Bristow, Jamie Lynn, and Andrew Reinerts are with us. That was a whole lot of fun. And let's talk a little bit about music careers in South Dakota, because we have some younger musicians and some experienced musicians. Is it different for you, Kenny, than it is for Jamie or Boyd? Who wants to kind of talk about how it's changed a little bit?
Well, in some ways, I would say it's in South Dakota and maybe everywhere, it's the same. I mean, people get together and try to find a place to play and form bands and groups and duos and whatever based on their interests, and people try to write songs, and clubs come and go, venues come and go.
And
so in that way, it's kind of the same.
Go. How important is that, the existence of venues that...
Huge.
Huge. Huge. Jamie, talk about what the state of that is then in South Dakota.
I think it's kind of exciting right now, especially on this end of the state. There are three different venues in downtown Rapid City that I could play
more
a show
that.
In. And not just play, not
yeah.
just like a bar gig, you
yeah.
know, but like specific, like venues that are making music a thing. And that's really exciting. Like Harriet and Oak and Hay Camp Brewing just built a venue, that like a music venue, onto their brewery, and that is something that I haven't seen out here, and that's really exciting that people are getting behind music and trying to make a place for it to thrive.
Right.
It's
what
exciting.
Makes a good place to play versus a place that, you know, you'll make work, but you'd rather, you know, some adjustments.
I think the key to live music is having it all the time, because if you have it every once in a while, then you have to advertise. See, if you say, okay, someone's coming in on the 4th or whatever. But if you have it every weekend, people know that it's going to be live music.
Yeah.
And it's an investment, and it creates a buzz. So there's kind of an energy to live music. It can be anything, really. But people know it's going to be there when they show up. And I think that's a big draw.
Right.
Yeah.
Andrew, what about on in the Sioux Falls region, where you're based out of, but you travel all over the state? What are the venues like there right now?
There's a couple that are doing some really exciting things, but as a whole, to be very honest, I'm jealous every time I come out here.
Yeah.
I think in Sioux Falls, there's definitely some great places to play, but most of them are kind of suffering from what Kenny was just talking about. You don't know if there's going to be live music. So the only people that are coming to the show is they heard about this very specific thing. They come to this very specific thing. And I think what's really missing right now in that community is a club, or, you know, the place that just, if someone comes to town and it's a Friday night, you can say, hey, go down here because
right.
something's going to be happening, or someone there's going to know. You know, and so I think it's just like every town, every community, there's ups and downs. And I think we're definitely on an upward trajectory in Sioux Falls, but there's definitely some room for growth there.
So Sioux Falls is having this conversation, too, about what kind of downtown they want with noise ordinances, and that's an ongoing thing. Is that a conversation in Rapid City or in Black Hills communities, or has that been settled here?
Well, with a banjo, yes.
Okay.
There's a different decibel level for the banjo.
This is true. Yeah.
I was going to say that there's probably, I feel like there's a great scene for music in Rapid City for the style of music that I play, like, mostly
right.
folk music. We're not making too much noise. But, you know, if you talk to someone who's in a different genre, they might give you a different answer about having venues to play. And but I guess I don't know the answer there. But I don't hear any grumblings.
I've not heard any.
No, it's kind of funny to me because when I was first learning to play in the garage band, you know, the police would show up and we'd have to quit. And so now the same thing is happening in a music venue, which I find a little odd, you know.
Right. But, and Boyd, what do people need to understand when they have those conversations? Just the importance of...
Well, both sides need to be accommodated. I don't know what the answer is, but I think in this particular case, in Sioux Falls, the club is making big efforts to try to satisfy the decibel
right.
constraints, and maybe they'll have a conversation with the neighbors and raise the decibel limit a little bit, so both can be happy.
Where have you played over the years that doesn't exist anymore that you miss? What's gone away that we really lost something across the state? It could be anywhere.
Right now, just so many music venues are out in the Black Hills here. Many of the groups I was in used to play at Dan's Back Porch in Spearfish, and it was a regular thing. People would come from all over, and you know, Dan's Back Porch I think still is going. Maybe still does have music, but you know, my era is of that is over. You know, and there are just so many examples of that. I don't know. Clubs have a hard time staying in business, having music, you know, for 60 years or something, you know. But well, that's just the nature of the game.
Yeah.
But I think there's more new places or developed old places, like the Lead Opera House, mm-hmm. you know, the Matthews and Spearfish, the theaters, small theaters that have music all the time and a variety of performances. And then... you know, here in Rapid, the Doll, or there's a lot of small spaces, the PAC Center, that's a fairly big, but there's more of that type of venue than there was. And the thing I noticed about Rapid, 20 years ago, there was no place to play. It was either a rock and roll bar somewhere or a country bar. Now, there's so many venues, restaurants, and, you know, small places with music in town, and I'd say there's six or seven that I can think of right now. So
yeah, nowadays we play more concert venues than clubs, it seems, sometimes, you know. So yeah. I think that comes with age, you know. I mean, as you get older,
respectable,
if you're lucky, maybe you get to do some of that, you know. Yeah. And so that's definitely changed. The Orpheum in Sioux Falls is still going. We used to call it you know, the Playhouse, you mm-hmm. know. It's the Orpheum Theater, great place to help musicians out, you know, and not too steep, you know. So.
Right. And then we have this place, the Black Hills Bureau here, so go ahead and play something else for us, for our audience here. We'd appreciate that. Lloyd Bristow, Kenny Putnam, Jamie Lynn, and Andrew Reinarts are here with us on In the Moment.
We're going to do a Billie Holiday tune. Oh, Baby, I Don't Cry Over You.
My lunch alone, waited for you to phone. Said you'd call me at 2, but at 20 of 3, I had cocktails with you. Baby, I don't cry over you. Stood me up in the rain, tried to hurt me again. Bet you thought I'd be blue. I went out to a show with a swell guy named Joe. Baby, I don't cry over you. These foolish games you keep playing might work with somebody else, but I could have told you right from the start. No man's a man enough to break my heart. If you don't come tonight, think you'll give me a fright. Tell you what I will do, I'll put all my best gun and go straight in the time. Baby, I don't cry over you. Thank you.
Jamie Lynn, Andrew Reinerts, Boyd Bristow, and Kenny Putnam are here with us at the Black Hills Bureau in downtown Rapid City, and our producers are telling me the Argus Leader has reported the Icon is now in compliance with their decibel levels. It's been tested. So they're open for business as usual. the first time you heard Jamie Lynn sing Billie Holiday. Andrew, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
I don't know if you sang Billie Holiday down there, but the very first time, so originally Jamie and I actually met in a jazz setting. It was back, speaking of venues we missed, Touch of Europe in Sioux Falls.
Right. Yeah.
It was down at Touch of Europe, and Jamie had met Joel Shotwell, sax player that worked with a ton, when they were both down in Vermilion. And she came up and sat in on a tune or two, and you know, it was great. I mean, in college and falling in love with the music, and it was great to have her join us. And then we became friends and started doing a lot more folk stuff together than jazz stuff. And I worked on a couple of tunes on her and Dylan, their duo album, and then worked on Jamie's record, Fall is a Good Time to Die. Did quite a bit of playing in that context, but for 5 years we've been talking about doing a jazz record, and it kind of finally came full circle and had an opportunity to do it. And I think Baby I Don't Cry Over You was maybe the first Billie Holiday tune we did together. And then we had a really great opportunity last fall or so, maybe, I don't know, about a year ago, the Jazz Curators, which is a program that JAS Quintet does. We did a concert of all Billie Holiday music with Jamie, and we have a narrator that talks about the life of the artist, and I don't know the exact date, but I do know for sure that this October we're going to be bringing that show out to the Doll. So
September
keep an eye out.
September 21st.
Oh, September 21st
at the Doll. Yeah. Mark your calendars right now. We need to take a quick break, but we're going to come back with more live music from this group in just a moment. Stay in the moment. You're listening to South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're broadcasting live all week from the Black Hills. We're at the SDPB Black Hills Bureau now in downtown Rapid City. You've still got time to come join us in our live audience, because we have with us the great Kenny Putnam and Boyd Bristow and Jamie Lynn and Andrew Reinhardt, all here to play. They're playing a concert tonight at the Rapid City Civic Center Fine Arts Theater. Tickets still available? Tickets sold out? Do we have...
There's got to be tickets available.
There's got to be tickets. Find
That's
out.
That's a big place.
You're fairly confident.
There's no such thing as a sellout.
There's no such... They'll make room for you.
There's another show. No.
All right, well, we want to get to some more music right away. So tell me what you'd like to play for us next.
This is one of my songs. I love blues music, but really, my voice doesn't really suit the blues, and so I can't sing the blues. And so I was thinking one day this song came to me, and it's called Because of You, I Can't Sing the Blues.
It's because of you.
Boyd Bristow, there we go. Kenny Putnam, Jamie Lynn, Andrew Reinhardt are in the Black Hills Bureau with us here on In the Moment today. We've talked a lot about playing live today. Let's talk about recording and what that scene is like in South Dakota, finding a place to do the engineering and the recording and the CD releases or the digital releases or what needs to be done. Who wants to, because that's changed a lot and it's different right now than it has been.
To brag about the Black Hills some more.
We
have a new one in Spearfish that will be ready for its first recording in a couple of months, I think. It's called the Music Room, and it's a private business where they're doing lessons, and they do a little bit of retail with basic things that you need for instruments. But the thing that they're working on next is building a nice recording studio there, so people in the area can come in and set up. A lot of people do it in their homes. You know, it's so easy to do yourself and you know, collect the equipment and, you know, sit around with it for hours learning how to run it. But there are other options too, which is kind of cool.
Is that a good thing, moving some of these things to a home studio so more people have access? Or do you lose something about the process of going into a recording studio, paying for the time, feeling that crunch and that creative process in a different way?
I do think that you do lose something. I have my own studio, and Jamie has recorded an album, you know, using her own equipment. I know Andrew does. Kenny has a studio in his house. And it is, you get to spend as much time as you want, and that's a great thing, and that's also a terrible thing. you can just keep tweaking on it, you know. So I think there is something lost by going to a real studio, and there are some really good engineers both in the Black Hills and in Sioux Falls. And so it's more like who's running the equipment and what they know.
Right. And are they, having never done this myself, are they giving you feedback? Is that the kind of person that you want who's giving you feedback about the sound? Mm-hmm. How does that work?
Yeah, I think it depends quite a bit. You know, I think that depends on how the project is going. Sometimes the engineer will kind of be the producer as well to a certain extent and kind of help and give you feedback. But a lot of times I think the ideal engineer is someone that can take the way the band wants to sound and make them sound that way and make them almost sound better than they even thought they could, but that it's kind of the group vision. I think they're trying to find ways to sort of fully flesh that out and realize that. But you need someone, whether it's someone in the band, whether it's the engineer, whether it's an outside producer, you kind of need someone to wrangle, because otherwise we've all interacted enough with other artists and musicians. It can be herding cats sometimes. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, understandably strong opinions about how songs should go, how things are sounding. And you know, you never sound as good in your own head as someone else thinks you do. So sometimes someone's saying, no, seriously, this was okay, let's move on. You know, so having that outside perspective is nice.
I recorded with Chris Gage down in Austin, Texas, in his studio, Moonhouse Studios. And he said, now, you want me to be an engineer or you want me to be the producer? Huh. And I said, I want you to produce it. And he said, okay, that means that pretty much what I want, you know, that what I say is going to go. And so I just put myself in his hands. And that was very nice to have somebody do that with that kind of expertise, you know.
What is it about Chris Gage that makes you say yes to that then?
Well, I just respect him so much. You know, he's not only a gifted instrumentalist and arranger and producer, musician, but he knows how to find people's strengths and emphasize those.
Yeah. Kenny, any thoughts on this?
Yeah. Well, the other thing is songs change when you record them. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can do a song for 6 years and go in and record it, and just the fact that it's being recorded changes the song, sometimes for the better, but there's always, and it's just a collaboration of different people and different sounds that you hear, and A, you get to hear it yourself, but it's been my experience that you always change it in some way when it's recorded. Yeah. And I think that's one of the dynamics of recording. You could say, well, let's just record Friday night, you know, and put it out. Well, you could do that, but, you know, there's things that matter, you know.
And that's why we come back to the live performances again and again, because it's going to be different, and we want that.
Right.
We want that experience.
Yeah, recording
that
is
synergy.
Like, that's it.
Yeah.
But
absolutely.
Yeah.
This last album that Andrew and I recorded together was basically recorded live, as opposed to tracking. You know, sometimes when you break a song down and record it instrument by instrument, It loses something when you do that. And recording live with an audience or without an audience, where every person that's a part of the song is playing at the same time, the way that they would play it live, it's a completely different experience and definitely my new preferred way of recording yeah. things. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
What would you like to play for us next, please?
Andrew and I are going to play a Johnny Mercer tune. This is Autumn Leaves.
The falling leaves float by my window. The autumn leaves are red and gold. I see your face, the summer kisses, the summer hands that I used to hold. Since you went away, the nights grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when the autumn leaves start to fall.
Andrew Reinertz on bass, thank you so much. We have time for one more song out the door, if you will treat us, and if I don't talk too much more. Just turn it over to you guys.
Okay, here's something entirely different.
And now for something entirely different.
Thank you.
Kenny Putnam, Boyd Bristow, Jamie Lynn, Andrew Reinhardt's tonight at the Rapid City Civic Center, Fine Arts Center. South Dakota is a fabulous place to live. You guys make it even better. Thank you for the decades of music.
Thanks, Lori.